We're going to be completing Siman Tov Resh Pei Hei tonight, in Mitzvah Hashem, and then, excuse me, Tov Resh Pei Vav in Mitzvah Hashem. We're talking about Tanis Est, a couple of important points in Tanis Est, and hopefully we'll be able to start Siman Tov Resh Pei Zayin, which is Chiyuv Kiyas HaMegillah, already tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be discussing the reason why is it that on Tanis Est, if Purim falls on Sunday, why is it that we don't fast on Friday? Why is it that we don't fast on Friday? Why is it always Nidchet to Thursday? That's one question we'll be discussing in Mitzvah Hashem. Another point we'll be discussing as well, a very interesting shaila, and even more interesting psak. What happens if somebody is on a business trip on Thursday, which is Tanis Esther, and because of his very, very busy schedule, he totally forgot all about it, that it's Tanis. He forgot all about it. The question is, what should he do about it? What should he do about it? He's forgotten because of his, it was such busy meetings and, pardon? No, fasting part.
He forgot to fast.
He forgot to fast. He forgot all about it. Nothing you can do about it. Tough. Okay. Okay, we'll be discussing that. But before we continue, I just want to raise your point from yesterday that was mentioned very correctly. Why is it that the eyes, what's the yichas of the eyes? Why is it that the eyes is considered an illness that has to be taken so seriously? Thank you very much for pointing it out, and thanks for reminding us. The answer is because the Gemara says that when it comes to eyes, eina belibetalia, according to the Gemara, there's a strong connection between the eyes and the heart. Therefore, if somebody shows signs of unwellness on the eyes, chalila, this could show always, according to the Gemara, it may show signs of a heart problem, Rachman al-Islan. And therefore, it's often, in Gemara in Shabbos, we also see that very often eye problems considered sakonas nefoshes. Very interesting. So that probably answers your question. Really? Oh, wow. Right, very interesting. Right. Why?
Means a headache.
It's mentioning, it's pointing out. What's that?
Means a headache, though. Quite a nice means a headache.
Well, not really. What, you think that curve in
it? Doesn't mean the same wrong with us.
Uh-huh. You're learning it that it's the... Because normally somebody's got a headache, they call it chash beroishoy, it's called normally. Chash beroishoy, as the famous Gemara says, it's normally considered that it's a choyle. Anyway, you're saying that often it feels like it's that part of the... Okay, so I want to see Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Gimel. But before we do that, let's just finish off the Ramah. We are two lines from the bottom. V'imchal Purim B'yom Rishon. If Purim falls on Sunday, Shemisanim b'yom chamishi shelefonov, the Ramah says that if Purim falls on Sunday, then we fast on Thursday before that. V'chol boi bris milen, there's a bris on that Thursday, that is Tanis Esther, which is on that Thursday, then the halacha is mutar le'echol al milen. Since there is going to be a Sudas Mila, you're actually allowed to break the fast and eat the occasion of that bris. Mutar le'echol al milen. Then v'lemacha, and the next day, b'yom shishi, which is Friday, yis'anu ha'oichlim, the people who ate on Thursday in honor of the bris, they should fast on Friday. Very interesting. So we're going to be discussing Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Gimel, discusses why is it that we generally, on a regular Sunday Purim, we generally fast on Thursday. Why is it that we fast on Thursday and not on Friday? Why is that? Why is it too long? Oh, thank you,
sir. You can go home and do a kiddush. You need to do mikilah.
So you're saying that because it's going to be
longer and longer.
Okay, I don't know what is on a... Well, it's going into Shabbos. Oh,
yes.
Is that the point? It's going into Shabbos. Oh, very interesting. So the... Pardon? Oh, very, very good. Okay, the two points over here, what Mishneh Berurah discusses. Point number one, that you're mentioning over here, the reason why we don't fast on Friday is because we're not allowed to go into Shabbos me'una. We're not allowed to go into Shabbos in agony. It's inappropriate. Yes, it's nice to have a bit of appetite. It's nice to be hungry for Shabbos. But it's not nice if you're in agony and in pain and really hungry and you have a headache and you are not feeling, you know, it's too much. Then that's inappropriate to go into Shabbos like that. So that is a very interesting reason, because this reason is mentioned. You know, Aruch HaShulchan mentioned this reason, and other poskim mentioned this reason too. But very interestingly, that's not what the Mishneh Berurah says over here. And to be honest, I don't know why. The Mishneh Berurah brings a different reason. But there is that reason, is mentioned in the poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan and other poskim say the reason why we don't fast on Friday is Shlo Yikanes LeShabbos Me'une. That's not the reason the Mishneh Berurah is going to say. Yeah. Good point as well. We'll get to that Mitzvah as well. I hope so. The Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Gimel says the following reason. Leis Anes B'yom Chamishi, says Mishneh Berurah, Aval Be'erev Shabbos, but on Friday, Ein Koivin Tainis. We don't make a fast on Friday. Betchila, before. Why? Mipnei Kvoit Shabbos. Because of the honor of Shabbos. Lefi Sheregilim Betanis, Loi Masliches V'Sachnunim. Because we tend to say slichas on Tanis Esther, and Tachnuni, we say various slichas on Tanis Esther. Uve Erev Shabbos, and on Friday, lo yitoch elaso is kein, we can't do that. Lefi shelo yuchlo litroach lichvoit Shabbos. If you are davening, if you are saying slichas on Friday, we're going to end up running late. You know, that additional half an hour davening is going to be causing us, a half an hour delay throughout the rest of the day, and we're going to be ending up running late for Shabbos. So on Friday we won't be Shabbos. Shabbos is going to suffer from it. The honor of Shabbos is going to suffer from it. If we say slichas in the morning, that's going to delay us. You know, very Yekish people, very Masudic people, if they're 5 minutes late. You know, it reminds me of the person who tells his wife, really, so I'm going to be late for Maariv tonight, because we start saying, V'sein talem mota livracha. So I suppose the point is that if you say slichas in the morning, it's going to somehow delay you, and it's going to make you the honor of Shabbos is going to suffer from it. So therefore, it says in Mishneh Berurah, lefi shelo yuchlu litroach lichvoit Shabbos, and therefore we don't make Tainas Esther ever on Friday. Again, just to point out what you are saying very quickly, Aruch Shulchan says another reason, shelo yikanes le Shabbos meune, which is another reason which the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention. I'm not sure why the Mishneh Berurah doesn't say that reason, because that's a very established and a reason that we find in other areas of Halacha too, but here it's not mentioned. Mishneh Berurah says shelo yikanes shelo yuchlu litroach lichvoit Shabbos.
Is it that we're not nidchet to be on Friday, but Suya, Purim, Kerem, Kerem, Shabbos, then the Tanis would have been on a Friday? Or are we saying that we would never have been Kerem?
What does it sound like to you? It's very simple. So you're referring to Minchas Chinuch with regards to Tisha B'Av, aren't you? Yeah, okay, well, you keep going. Explain what you mean, explain.
Once you're already moving it,
you're saying, since it's anyway, is that what you're saying? It's a good point. I didn't think of it. What does it sound like to you?
Because they're saying we will not be
conveyed. Right.
We know that what is
on the table
falls on
a
Friday, then it falls on Friday.
Right. So, it doesn't sound like that's got to do with it. It doesn't really. It doesn't seem from the Mishneh Berurah that it has anything to do with it. But I hear the svar you're saying, but it doesn't sound like from the Mishneh Berurah it's connected to that. Yeah. Okay, but now continues the Mishneh Berurah with the following. Yeah. We'll get to them, miss him shortly. Mishaya Baderech. Somebody was on a journey, he was on the way. Veshachach, and he forgot Shemis Anim, that we fast, Biyim Chamishi. He totally forgot about the fast. Very unfortunate. Veachal, and he ate. Uvalaila, Bale Beisoy. He came home in the evening, and his wife had prepared this very nice meal, because assuming that the husband is never whole hungry from the fast. And he said, oh, why? How come we're getting such a nice supper? And he said, well, you didn't fast? And he said, oh, I totally forgot about it. And he heard that today was a fast. He should fast the next day on Friday. Be'erev Shabbos. Says the Mishneh Berurah, somebody who forgot to fast on Thursday, he should fast on Friday. Very fascinating Mishneh Berurah. He says that the whole reason that how do you understand this Mishneh Berurah? How do you understand this Mishnah Berurah? What do you think about it? I think it's really fascinating. What do you think about it?
He's an individual who's in a bidiyavad situation, and so he doesn't have any choice now.
Do it. But what is your thought? If the same would happen with regards to, say, Tisha B'Av, say the same would happen with some Gedalia, would the same halacha apply as well?
You have to repay it.
You'd have to repay it. Okay. She's saying that it's only a chitimtza.
Is it? Because he says the Misha B'Dev Hashach wasn't given a commission. So he's bringing a dafka in the case where.
Yeah, just saying the whole. Right. Right. It wouldn't be right. So the point being that there is a v'yeich timtz. Yes, there is a v'yeich timtz that a person could fast. The whole reason why we say that a person shouldn't fast, that the community shouldn't fast on Friday, is because it's a communal. We don't force on the community. We don't force on the tzibur. We don't make takana on the tzibur of fasting on Friday. But an individual, there is no such halacha. An individual, if there is such a v'yeich timtz, can fast on Friday. That's right, he wouldn't say slichas anyway. So that reason doesn't apply. Yeah. I think this is mentioned here as well.
Is the reason about not going into Shabbos Mu'una, then if we pass the Mitchell here?
Good point. She's saying a nice chilek. Maybe that's why it doesn't mention it. What a nice svara. Do you hear that? That's a very nice svara. That we asked, why is it? I don't know what Och Shulchan says. That's something worthwhile checking. You're saying that the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because of Kvod Shabbos. So therefore, a person, an individual on Friday, he could, it makes sense for him to fast. But if it's also Ma'una, if it's on I hear this is very nice, we have to check what the Chushon says, yeah.
You don't understand the question, though. Is the question is why repay it at all, or why Dafka on the Friday before?
No, say that again?
Is the question why we repaying this Tarnas, or is the question why we...
How come there's on a Friday, there's such a thing as a Friday?
So we're saying we should postpone it until after Purim. That's the question.
Correct. Yeah. So says the Mishnah Berurah on the top line. Maril lo yoyu magid halachas betanis Esther. The Maril didn't give halachas shir on Tainis Esther. Why? Mipnei shetrudim liknus tzorchi Purim. People are busy buying their shlachmonas and their necessities for Purim. So no shir on Tainis Esther. The Maril didn't give a shir. Im loik shechal Purim b'yom rishon, unless Purim fell on Sunday, then there's no reason to on Tainis Esther. You could give a shir. This is all with regards to going to yeshiva, to an established yeshiva. But if it's a learning session, Beis HaMedrash, ain't no bichlal zeh. The aim baze kol kach bittel tzokei suda. That, you're not gonna, it's not such a great, you're not gonna cancel so much. It's not gonna cost you that much. Okay, so when you sit tzitkoscha ba'oseh Shabbos, you will not sit tzitkoscha on that Shabbos shechal Purim l'mocha. If Purim is on Sunday, you don't sit tzitkoscha on Shabbos. K'mo she'enoyim b'tachnuni be'er Purim b'chol. The same would apply. You don't sit tachnun on a weekday. Kach enoyim sit tzitik adin b'Shabbos shu be'er Purim. So you also don't sit tzitkoscha. There is one additional halacha with regards to erev. Tanis Esther, the night of Tanis Esther, interesting of Shlomo Zalman, that points out the following. What's generally that, we know that on the minor Tanesim, we know that we generally, we're allowed to eat, of course, by night. Right? The night before the Tanis, we obviously eat. The Tanis only starts in the morning. What about Chasanis, on the night before, before the minor Tanesim? The night before the minor Tanesim. Could you make a chasna on that night or not?
The night before.
The minor Tanesim. So the halacha is that you can't. Although there is no, because really it's already the date of the Tanis, it's already the day of the Tanis, so although Chazal will never misaken an Issa of eating, there's no Tanis yet, but it's that day. So therefore, you're not allowed to make a chasna on that day. The chasna is also. Pardon?
It's not a sad day, so why?
Very good. So, actually, let me just. You're right in what you're saying. Ibn Zaman asks, what about a chasna on the night of Tanis Esther? Would you be allowed to get married on the night of Tanis Esther? It's always a very busy time of year, a lot of chasnas that time of year. All the engagements that happen, Sukkos Ben Azmanim, that's about the time the chasnas are scheduled. So is there any issue to make a chasna on Leil Tanis Esther? So Shlomo Zalman says that there's no issa at all. There's no issa at all. Based a bit on what you are saying, because the whole, as we discussed yesterday, it's not an obligation as others. It's only a minik, as Mishnah Berurah pointed out in Sifkot and Beis, and the minik was only established for the daytime, the night before. There's no element of tanis in it at all. There's no avelus in it. There's no tanis in it. There's no element at all. Therefore, it's the chasna doesn't apply. You'd be allowed to the chasnas are permitted on late tanis Esther. That's Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Paskins. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I was referring to actual chasna. I wonder what the halach of the Suda's mitzvah is. Suda's, I'm not sure. Not sure. Pardon? Probably not. Yeah, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. Yesh mis'anin. Some people have a minik. Some people fast 3 days. Zeichel Tanis Esther as a remembrance of Tanis Esther. Mishmur explains that. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches. Shloisha yomim. Some people fast 3 days. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah explains 3 days in Sifkot and Ches. Perash sheni chamishi v'sheni. Some people fast after Purim. The Monday after Purim, Thursday after Purim, and then again another Monday after Purim. Some people fast that. Zeicha l'Tanis Esther, as a remembrance of the real Tanis Esther, when Mordechai and Esther taka fasted. So we also do 3 days. Some people in the minhag of having 3 days Zeicha l'Tanis Esther. Monday, Thursday, Monday after Purim. Mishnah Berurah continues with a famous statement. Mishnichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. When we enter Ador Marbim Besimcha, and the halachic application of that is Mishesh Lo Denim Akum. Somebody has got a court case with a goy. Yishpoit BeAdar. He should try to schedule it He should try to schedule it that the court case should happen in Ador. As opposed to in Av, we know in Av a person should never have a court case in Av. It's not good mazel, the Gemara says. But in Ador, it's a very good time to have a court case if needed. I must say that it's actually quite interesting because Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha, as we enter Ador Marbim Besimcha, what does that actually mean halachically? What does that mean from an halachic perspective? Yes, we all know Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. And it's a great song to sing, but what is it? What is the halachic implication of that? What does it mean? Is it just this idea of not having a court case, or is there more to it? Of timing a court case, or is there more to it? Mishnah Nichnas Ador, is it not much? Is it not really a halachic statement? Pardon? Not much. Right. You think the Gemara? Yes, it is a Gemara. So you're saying that it's not, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's halacha. Right. So the emphasis is that we find in halacha, we find the only halachic application we find is takedis over here. We don't find Shlomo Zalman speaks about it. What does it mean? Mishenich is actually bothered about that. He said, what does that statement mean? Mishenich nasadom ma'abim besimcha. Halachically speaking, what does that mean? Should we really? Is that the time that we should be smiling away the whole time? When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, that's when we put the smile on. We go back bitter. Is that what he means? He's bothered about it. What does halachically mean? Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. Yeah, very good. That leads actually to the next point I want to actually mention. Very good. Is that what happens to in two Adars, in the Sholem Uberes, in the Ibuyor? Does this rule of Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha also apply to Adoration or only to Adoresheni? Last year was Sholem Uberes, a leap year. Does Mishenichnas Ador apply also to the first Ador or only to the second Ador? So the answer to that is actually what you mentioned. The Raya is that Rashi. Now, since the whole idea of Mishenichmas Dom Ab Misimcha, it's the connection between Adar and Nissan, so therefore the Poskim say that there's no concept of Mishenichmas Dom Ab Misimcha on Adarishan and Lipia. Continues the Shulchan, the Kulinism Mishnebura. Yecholim bnei ir lesaken be'askoma. A city, a community, is allowed to establish with agreement a city, community, is allowed to establish and to decide even with the koyach of a cheirem lasos purim to make an additional purim b'yom shenase bones on a day that the nes happened. Says the Mishnah Berurah via Ealoch, which is brought down in early poskim, that if a great nes happens in a certain community, there is, it's not only a permission, but in fact it's appropriate, if not an obligation, to make a purim of the nes, as a remembrance of the nes that happened in that particular city. It's something which is, I think nowadays, pretty much forgotten, but we know that there was a Purim of Frankfurt am Main, there was a Purim of Worms, there was a Purim of many Kehilas, one of the ancient Kehilas in Kitali Sol, they had their own Purim. What did they do on that Purim? It was something that happened many, many centuries before, either a very evil Poritz who wanted to destroy, or the Yidden were about to be all killed, or what, every city with their own history, with their own tragedy, they were saved last minute by great Siat Dishmaya, by a great Ashkocha Potis, and some of them made it into the children's books, some of them didn't make it in children's books. But the idea is that there is an obligation, it's not just a permission, it's an obligation, according to Chassam Sofer, to make it into a yearly remembrance of the event that happened. And that's why community said there was Purim of Frankfurt am Main. And I know the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, I didn't see that, but Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, he writes that he was a child and he was brought up in Frankfurt am Main. And he always, for his whole life, he signed his name, Moshe Cotton, the Frankfurt am Main. He always called, he was left Frankfurt when he was a youngster, but he lived his whole life in, he was robbed from young age and left his parents' house when he was very young. And he was a Mattersdorf, and then he went to Posen, and eventually became Rav in Pressburg. And he was, but even when he was an ancient person who left some 50, 60 years early, he had left Frankfurt am Main. He writes in the Tshuva that since Frankfurt am Main had their own Purim, and he had left Frankfurt years, years earlier. 50, 60 years earlier. But the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, he still keeps that Purim. Yes. It's primarily a Suda. It's primarily a Suda, and it's a Suda's mitzvah. It's considered a Suda's mitzvah. Yeah. The Chavos Yoyah has a fascinating tshuva. My brother showed it to me recently. Chavos Yoyah has a fascinating tshuva. He speaks about a community, I think it was Mainz, I think, a community that asked the Shaila. It was a vibrant Yiddish Kehila, and they had to escape. The whole community had to escape because of the war. I think it was a war between Russia and what was it? It was a very long war. What is it called? A very long war. It was like 20 years war or something. Do you know what I'm referring to?
30 years war, 100 years war.
It was a very, very. Okay, I've forgotten the details, but and the whole community had to escape. Every single lead had left. I believe it was Mainz. They left Mainz. And they went, they escaped to another community. And the Chavos Yoyah was asked the following shaila. The Rosh HaKol, the presidents of the community, they were on shore. They had various days that were days of remembrance, day of special days in Mainz. And now that the community had completely as nobody left in Mainz. The shul had been destroyed. Nobody was left in Mainz. They're all gone to different. They had spread out. Individuals wanted to know, do we still have to keep those days? There are days that are significant in Mainz. But me, what have I ever got any? Do I have to keep those to those days? To those Purim of? Do I have to keep those days? And the Chavos Yoyah answers, most certainly, yes. You are Yelid. You are an offspring of that community. You are a child of that community, although you have left Mainz, and in fact, although there's nothing left of Mainz, but nevertheless, you, coming from that, being an offspring, being a child, being a continuation of that community, you have an obligation to still keep those days, although you don't live in Mainz anymore. For me, see the Gewaltig importance that very important these days are something. Have you ever heard of a Purim de London? I wonder if there ever was. I don't know if there was, but it's very interesting. I'm sure Shlomo, I'm sure man knows something. It's very interesting, but I don't think there's any remembrance of that. In Johannesburg, maybe there was something, I'm not sure. Yeah, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. And Chassam Sofer speaks about it in various places. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Nasa Lo Nes. He continues the additional Chavush based on the Mishnah in Brachas. Mishnah Nasa Lo Nes Ba'ador. Somebody who makes... Somebody that a nace happened to him in Ador. Venodar Laso is Purim. And he, so an individual, now we're not talking about community, it's an individual that a nace happened to him. And he said, I'm gonna remember this day as a Purim. If it's an Ibu, if it's a leap year, so Ichlas is a Purim Ador Sheni. On the leap year, you'll have to do the Purim on Ador Sheni. Unless it's a leap year when it happened in the first place, then you'd do the remembrance of the Purim, and future years will do it in the first Ador too. So Mishnah Berurah here is building himself on the Shalit that he discusses is based on the assumption that not only a community that a nes happened to them have an obligation to carry on doing a Purim on future generations, but individual as well. We know that there is certainly a brach. We know in Mishnah's in brachas that if a nes happens to a person, there's a brach that he makes in that particular place. But it's not only the brach, but there's also the concept of a nes happens in a certain place, on a certain date. That date should be kept for future years. You should have a festivity on that particular day. So a real genuine nace happens. It can't just be, it has to be a genuine nace. But if a genuine nace happens on a certain day, it's an obligation to keep that as a point for future years. So Mishnah Berurah says that if this happens to happen in Ador, then you should do this in future years. You should keep it in Ador Sheni as opposed to Adoration. If this incident happened in Ador. Okay, we'll carry on with Stom and Top Page Zion tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.